With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A prolonged winter storm has closed roads, schools, and tribal offices on the Blackfeet Reservation, Nikki Ouellette reports.
5 feet of wind-drifted snow buried roads in some places, preventing plows from reaching outlier communities like Hart Butte. Some people have been stranded since the weekend after a blizzard moved through the eastern Rocky Mountain front last week. Even in Browning, the reservation's government seat, the combination of wind and snow forced schools and tribal offices to close since Monday and made many roads impassable. Lynn Keenan, child nutrition director for Browning Public Schools, says volunteers have been working with the Tribal Transportation Department to deliver sack lunches to school-aged children in Browning.
Yesterday, we were able to go give 200 lunches out, and that was it, because we just couldn't make it in places. You know, I mean, there was just no way. We tried and tried.
An emergency shelter serving hot lunches was moved Tuesday from Browning Middle School to K.W. Bergen Elementary after the middle school was engulfed by drifting snow. Keenan says travelers and truckers were stranded in Browning after the Montana Department of Transportation closed U.S. Highway 2 and 89. Road conditions remain icy, snow-covered, with poor visibility, and closed in some places. Conditions improved slightly Wednesday, but a winter weather advisory for blowing snow and additional snowfall in Browning, Hart Butte, and Marias Pass remains in place until 11 a.m. Thursday. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.